Part 2. You will hear a radio music presenter talking about his job. For questions 11 to 19, complete the sentences. Listen very carefully, as you will hear the recording once only. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
I'd always wanted to work in radio, but at first I didn't imagine it as a full-time career. After I got my engineering degree at university, I decided to go into industry. I think the experience gained outside radio has been to my advantage, so I have no regrets about doing engineering or about working for a short time in industry. And during that period, I got my first taste of broadcasting, working for a hospital radio station. The work was excellent training. I decided I wanted to become a music presenter professionally while I was doing that, and sent out hundreds of letters and audition tapes, which were all met with rejection. My advice to anyone trying to get into radio is to keep at it. There are bound to be moments of despair as the rejection letters pour in, but determination is the only way to succeed. Competition for music presenters' jobs is extremely tough. There are thousands of would-be disc jockeys around the country. Anyway, eventually, one station offered me a series of training sessions. As a result of these training sessions, I landed myself a part-time job on an overnight programme. Then I was offered some holiday relief work, which I managed to fit in with my holiday from my full-time job. A few months later, I was offered a full-time presenter's job, which I took. There's no such thing as a typical day in radio. My schedule depends on how many programmes I'm responsible for in any one week. Generally, I have a 3-hour afternoon programme 6 days a week. I usually arrive at 9:30 and spend the first hour opening mail. I get a lot of mail and I have to make arrangements for it to be answered. Then I concentrate on the content of that afternoon's programme. When I've decided on the content, I plan the running order. After lunch, I usually spend the time before going on air scanning the music press. I often find interesting stories I can use on the programme in the music press. Sometimes in this period before my programme begins, I record advertisements for the station. My programme runs from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. When it's all over, I clear away the records and usually set off home by 6:30 p.m.
That is the end of Part 2.